Now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And for historical references, Psalm 8 and 5 will confirm, because sometimes when we make statement, how do we know these things take place? Here's how we know: because God's word were written by men who were divinely inspired. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our paths. His word were written by men who have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to preach and teach his word. So therefore, when pastors and preachers stand and share God's word, it is not our word, but it is coming from the archives of time that God has sanctioned and declared for a generation to know, so that we will understand the prophetic plan that God has in store for us. Sometimes we don't like to hear what God has to say, but God will say it anyway, because his word will not return unto him void. Man, my brothers and sisters, was created as God's own representative on earth, over the creation, but lower than the angel. As God's representative, because God took man and he breathed into man and he became a living soul. And then God gave him power, authority, and dominion to rule over everything that he created. There's nothing that compared to what God made. There's nothing that is higher than what God made. But when we think about what God is doing, he made man a little lower than the angels. And David was amazed that God should exalt finite man, or God would exalt limited man to such a place of honor. What is man that thou mindful of, that God would do such a thing? My brothers and sisters, it is not about you and I. This is about God and who he is and how great he is. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It is far greater than your family, your careers, or even your dreams and your ambition. God got this thing mapped out. If the truth be known, this black man would never want to be a preacher, but God had a purpose. If the truth be known, we never would have been in a church, because we were happy running in the streets and in the juke joints. I had to go back to the 30s. Because if the truth be known, we would have never came to church if somebody did not influence us in a way. But thank God for his greatness. Thank God that he saw a work in us that we did not see within ourselves. My brothers and sisters, if we desire to know why we are placed here, we must begin with God. If you and I want to know why we are here, it ain't about you and a bag of chips. It's all about God. For we were made, or we were born, by his purpose and for his purpose. Scripture declare, what is man that thou mindful of him? David reflects upon God's majesty that is displayed in the creative order when he said, for the heaven declare the glory of God. And in comparison, Antioch, man seemed insignificant, and yet God chose man to rule the earth and everything he created. And by God's choosing man, he crowned man with glory, 22 for this purpose, to rule over all that I spoke into existence. Adam, I need you to have dominion, power, and authority over everything that you see. Adam, I want you to name everything that it will fall under your authority, because by your word, they are who they are and what they are. Adam, I need you to be responsible for everything that I have laid before you and everything that you will see. Give it a name, and then it will all fall unto you. Because you are my representative, and because you are my representative, you now have power and authority over everything that I spoke into existence. Adam, I just need you to do one thing. Leave the tree in the midst of the garden alone. Although you have power, I need you to hear a greater power than the power I'm designating to you. Although you have authority, there's a greater authority over you. But I'm giving you power, Adam, I'm giving you authority over everything else. But don't associate yourself with that tree in the midst of the garden of good and evil. My brothers and sisters, God has a divine purpose for every person born. And because He has a purpose, we must seek and search our purpose in life. Man was on God's mind for a specific purpose. The Bible is full of men who were given specific assignments to do things that would allow them to know God greater. I began to know God greater, because when you have intimacy with God, when you have a relationship with God, when you're in His Word studying, God will reveal and unveil things that are prophetic. When you have intimacy with God, when you have a relationship with God, it does not matter what comes against you, that God says, I before you are more than the world against you. For greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. When you have intimacy with God, when you have a relationship with God, God says, I've got your back through your trials and your tribulation. But there are times we don't understand. But God said, by and by, we will all understand it. Because my ways are not your ways, not my thought, your thought. The more difficult the task, the more blessing the Lord can receive when it is manifested and coming to fruition. Because we know it wasn't about what we did, but what He has sanctioned and declared. That's the God we serve. And He has a purpose, because we were on God's mind. Man was on God's mind for a specific purpose that would draw us closer to Him in intimacy. I said the Bible is full of men, because here we see in the historical text in Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14, he said, for you were formed in my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. For you form, my inward parts. God knew. God knew us, even in our mother's womb. I'm reminded, parenthetically, scripturally, biblically, of Mary and Elizabeth. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Elizabeth, the mother of somebody called John. Not the apostle, but the Baptist, for biblical record and authenticity. And when Mary approached Elizabeth to share that she was pregnant, her baby, who would be called John the Baptist, leaped inside of her. My brothers and sisters, God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. Even from our mother's womb, God knows, and God has sanctioned and declared it. John the Baptist, before he even got here, had an experience with Jesus Christ. Even though they were both in the womb, they were linked in by not only kinship, but they were linked in by lineage, but they were linked and predestined to do the thing. God had a purpose for John, and God had a purpose for Jesus. Even before they got here, wait a minute, Pastor. Are you saying we are predestined for things? We are predestined because God knows the future. You have the authority and the anointing given by Him to either fulfill it according to His will or do your own things according to your own free will. Most of the time, Mike, we tend to want to do what we want and not what God said. But God said, my ways are not your ways, not my thoughts like your thoughts. I don't understand it. We're not all going to understand it. We just need to do it. I don't see it. We're not supposed to see it because faith is not something we see. It is the evidence of things not seen. But when you have a relationship, then you understand your purpose. When you have a relationship, you'll understand that you were born for this specific day and time, for this specific purpose. And here, let's see what the medical doctors say. Because you don't have to hear the biblical record all the time. Let's hear the medical record. Doctors report that in 18 days, the baby's heart began to beat. 18 days. At 22 days, it is pumping blood. At 6 weeks, they have detected brain waves. By 10 weeks, they have fingerprints. They can feel pain at week 16. Antioch, David recognized God's creating and God's creation of man was both marvelous and distinct. From the creation of everything else, no two people are completely identical, not even twins. And man is different from the animals that God created. Now sometimes we may act like animals, but we should be better than that. Up to date. Before you and I got here, we were being made for His purpose. No wonder David said, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. David gave praise to the Maker and the Creator for what He had done. Even though we don't understand it all, we still got to give Him praise. Amen. Angels in heaven praise Him continuously.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.